Now back to Carson and Kennedy. On Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-931-1234. We want to find out what you got into over the weekend. You can call or text that number. We kind of turn the show over to you. Again, 617-931-1234. Somebody texted in. I was talking about my son's lacrosse tournament in Rhode Island this past weekend. Somebody texted in and said, hey, I saw a bunch of lacrosse on ESPN. Was that Barrett's team?
Yes, they did U13 New England lacrosse on ESPN this weekend.
Yeah. Yeah, they had the whole ESPN crew at the soccer fields we were at Warwick, Rhode Island.
Why not?
It's ESPN 8, the Ocho.
Yes.
After Cornhole.
Yes.
There was a funny moment when we were in the semifinal game. This guy comes over and he sets up all of his video cameras. He's got a big tripod and everything like that. And a bunch of our dads, because it was just so hot, they brought over a tent to the side of the field. So people wanted to stand out of the tent for a few minutes to get out of the sun.
Sure.
And so the videographer says, hey, do you mind if I use the tent? And they're like, yeah, absolutely. What are you filming? And he's like, oh, I'm filming the white team. We're the white team. And we're like,
Is it other team scouting?
No, apparently.
Are they looking for your plays?
Is it Spygate?
That's what I meant to say. Thank you, Dan.
Yeah, no, I think our club program sent a video person out to record.
Didn't tell any of you?
To assess, to run game film. I don't know. And all the parents are all standing around looking going, you're filming our team? Tighten up out there, boys.
Look alive. Head on a swivel.
You're like, I don't recall giving you permission. Who are you? that'd have been my first thing. But hey,
get a college scholarship around here, boys.
My bad.
Anyway, Producer Dan, how about you? How was your weekend? What did you get into?
I had an up and down weekend. You know, Friday I had to go to a wake of a man named Ronnie Luke, who I've known pretty much my entire life.
Uncle Ronnie is what you said on Friday,
he's
right?
Not, I mean, he's not technically my uncle, but I'm intertwined with that family. I always called him Uncle Ronnie. Felt like an uncle to me.
You don't ever have to explain when you call someone Uncle Ronnie.
And, you know, the wake was at 4 o'clock in Malden on Friday, and we got there at 3 just to make sure we were going to get in line early because that's how many people he influenced in his life. Jeez. And by 3:45, there was like 100 people deep out the door waiting to get in.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a concert trying to get in Gillette because that's the type of dude he was. Everybody knew him. Everybody loved him. No one had a bad word to say about him.
Right.
He affected a lot of people. They had police directing traffic for this man's wake. That's how influential he was. So, you know, it was nice to see a lot of my family in bad circumstances, but I'm glad that he got the send off that he deserved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I went up to New Hampshire for the rest of the weekend. I had a cousin in from Hawaii who I had not seen in 2.5 years because he's been living in Hawaii, so why would he come home?
No. Why would you go there is the question, Dave.
Right, because you don't have a spare room and I can't afford those hotels out there. But yeah, it was great. We took the pontoon boat out. The sun was shining up in Pleasantville the whole weekend.
How was the boat ride? Safe?
Fantastic.
No issues?
We got it down to a science, man.
Listen, they know what they're doing now.
Yeah.
It happened once.
They only had to wreck 3 boats to get there.
One boat?
What are you talking about?
Don't you sensationalize my life?
2 boats.
One boat.
There was 2.
There was only one.
There was 2.
There was one.
Dan, what was the one where you almost sank the boat in the bad weather?
No, there was waves one day, but we can't control that. It was like the perfect storm out there.
And you decided to go out.
Well, we turned around. The boat company gave us the boat. But yeah, it was great.
That's on them.
We went out, and it turns out someone who's been in Hawaii for 2.5 years wants to talk a lot about Hawaii, so I learned a bunch of new things. And it was just a great day. I think I'm getting down to this lake life, man. I think in my heart, I'm a New Hampshire man now.
I love New Hampshire.
But
I feel that.
The winters are hard, so maybe I'm a Florida man for most of the year, but then I'm a New Hampshire man. I just want to snowbird at 35.
It's
make
a darn
that happen?
Good thing you have family already doing that, so you can just stay with them.
Can we do this remote so I can snowbird?
You only have about 50 years to get there, Dan.
God willing.
Yeah, but you have houses in both places. You can go whenever you like. So, hey, that
Heather
sounds pretty good to me.
We have Heather right now. Now, this isn't about the weekend. She's apparently right now on her way to Logan. What are you doing, Heather?
I am with my now husband, Steven. And we are going on our honeymoon to Punta Cana because we got married on Saturday night.
Hey,
congratulations. And you are going to have the best time. Punta Cana is gorgeous.
Yes, I can't wait. Can't wait.
Where was the ceremony over the weekend?
The River Club in Scituate.
Okay. And how did it go? Any drunk relatives embarrass themselves?
No. Actually, everything went swimmingly. So,
boring.
Knock on wood, that everything came out.
Well, here's to
it. I did get terrified when my father took the mic and was about to say something. We didn't know what he was going to say.
No, Dad, you're not actually on the schedule to talk. Give the microphone back.
Don't you tell me how to live.
Well, have the best time in Punta Cana. I hope
yes.
You got the drinks package.
I wish you an uneventful travel.
Oh, we did. It's all inclusive.
That's my girl. That's my girl. That's Take nice. Advantage.
Well, congratulations to you,
hey,
Steven.
Thanks, guys.
All right, bye, Heather. Have a great time.
Let's get married. Let's get married.
Who is this?
Jagged Edge.
Oh, okay.
You don't know this one?
Let's Get Married? I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah. Jagged Edge?
I don't know why I know this one so well, Dan, but I do.
Jagged Edge featuring like 112 or something like that?
Something.
112, I know. Peaches and Cream.
Yes, buddy.
Yeah, I think they're pitching on that. Are we schooling Dan? We are out here on these streets this morning, Kennedy.
I know where the party at from Jagged Edge, not Let's Get Married.
No. I can't help you're not cool like us.
Yeah, that's it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.